The publishing business has changed a lot since the introduction of the Gutenberg Press. Jump to this century and Amazon, Apple, ebooks, self-publishing all have shaken up the business of getting books to readers. One local publishing house recently decided that the best way to make it in the publishing business was to become a nonprofit. Wind Ridge Books of Vermont is a small publishing house based in Shelburne. Their goal as a nonprofit is to publish the works of Vermont authors. Among the books they recently published is Shape of the Sky by Shayla Shapiro. Here is Shapiro reading a passage.
A bird soaring over the mountain would see the highest trees transform from conifers into gnarled old men stunted by wind and cold and ice. The bald rock face just over the top was scaled last year by a 22-year-old without a rope. The first time, said the experts, unaware of the Abenaki Indians who had achieved this time and again in the past century. Streams and waterfalls pour down the other side of the mountain and empty into crystalline Lake Pibon, the small body of water where people gather to swim all summer, or skate in the right weather come winter. In the valley to the east of Mount Witness lies a lonely ravine, the site where the body of a woman will be found. A young man will leave her in a stream, an old man will find her. Someday, not yet. Across the lake to the east is Resolute Vermont, a town founded on surety, filled with proud, hard-working men and women, 613 of them, according to the last census. The original name has been forgotten, changed to Resolute in 1832, after a fire destroyed every building along Main Street. No lives were lost. Baldwin Thomas, the pastor of the church, declared the citizens resolute in their determination to rebuild each structure. Because the church itself was a casualty of the fire, his next words became famous for a time, and remain so in Resolute. A town is made of people and not mere edifice.
That's Shayla Shapiro reading from her book Shape of the Sky, which was published this fall by Wind Ridge Books of Vermont. Lynn Stone is the managing editor of Wind Ridge. We asked her why it was important for the nonprofit to publish Vermont writers.
We're astonished with the talent that's in Vermont, not only our own, what we've published so far, but we have a very literate and a very bright and a very talented community. And we don't think we have to go far to find a lifetime of talent to publish. So Vermont is just fine by us.
And you think that you can survive and thrive as a small publishing operation in terms of the book publishing wing?
I think our recent move to become our decision to become a nonprofit organization was a thoughtful paradigm shift. I think if you look at publishing the way that it has grown in recent years with the giant online people from Amazon and that model, you'll find it more of a commodities-based world than perhaps the old romantic publishing world. It's commodities like orange cheese and cheap margarine, and much of the work is unedited. It's pasted and, you know, put together in just not very professional or lovely or engaging manner. So it's become a cheap commodities market in many ways. And that's not who Vermonters are, and that's not our cup of tea. If you think about the local four movements or the artisan food movements, we're a different ilk. And so we began to joke about what would a local four Vermont publisher look like? What would an artisan Vermont publisher look like? How would a Vermonter do publishing differently? And what we came up with, which is the reason for becoming a nonprofit organization, was that you would do it like other arts communities do it. You would take a leaf from how performing arts become sustainable, how visual arts are. And what they do is they form alliances and they link arms with the artists, or in our case, the writers. So if you look at our literary community and literary arts in that more curatorial fashion, you come up with a nonprofit model where the price of the book or the price of your ticket at the Flynn doesn't necessarily cover all the costs. And in our model of publishing, which is not cheap and cheerful out the door, it's actually edited, and the books are well and carefully designed with, for example, like original art, such as Daryl Storrs' is on Shape of the Sky, a local Vermont artist designed and painted and printed that cover. If you take that model, then you need a community of people who love good writing and care about good books to link arms with you, and for all of us to link arms with independent booksellers, writers, and the broader community to become a supportive organization that will keep the arts alive.
So a book like Shape of the Sky by Shayla Connor Shapiro, you mentioned the artwork, which is lovely on this book. And if you look on the back, where you always find the price of a book, it says the price is $15.95, and that's the retail price. That doesn't cover everything in terms of the work that's gone into it, the cost to actually print the books, mail them, do the publicity, and pay the author and artist?
Not at all, because that price, the stores have to buy it at a discount, which would be between 42 or 55% off. So you're, you know, the price for the publisher to make the book is certainly got to fall under half of that, and printing the book, etc. So if you start taking into account the cost to market the book and promote it, as well as print the book, in fact, if a publisher's lucky, we're talking about $1 a book.
So that's what you make off it, you mean, if a publisher's lucky.
So, and the writer as well. So that's a high volume of books that anyone would need to pay the annual rent for your premises or one position. So no, the price of books, and because you have to price them competitively, if they're well, if they're edited and if the design is, in our case, everything is custom, it doesn't.
So where are you getting the rest of the money to keep running Windridge of Vermont, Windridge Books of Vermont?
Well, we, as of January 1st, will be a separate nonprofit organization with the new name, the Voices of Vermonters Publishing Group, and Windridge Books of Vermont will be our imprint and doing business as that imprint. So we're beginning a fundraising campaign that will go out to the community we already have a relationship with online next week. And we're reaching out to the people in the reading world and the publishing world who have expressed interest in our work and interest in supporting our kind of work. We're forming alliances with other nonprofit organizations who have good stories to tell, but perhaps don't have the resources to make a book to share with their audience. And then we're also forming a new imprint and new alliances with some of the local colleges to help publish their books.
Through your organization, you also have Red Barn Books, which is the self-publishing arm. What's the purpose of that?
Well, how that began, and we began getting a lot of manuscripts from the community. And a lot of the manuscripts might not be publishable for many reasons. One could be that it's not in our budget. Maybe it was a fabulous book, but we're little, so we could only do a few a year. So we had to say no to those people. Than many of the other manuscripts, the craft wasn't there. They weren't written and ready for publishing. So we were beginning to have to say no to a lot of people in a very small community. And I began to try to think, well, what can we do? What are ways we can get to yes without necessarily saying we'll publish anybody's book without question, which is not a sustainable model for any publisher. And ways to get to yes became, we had the Writer's Barn, which is where we take our, not take our authors, but our authors come and hold workshops where they teach poetry or short story or fiction and help people improve their craft so perhaps their work can become publishable long term. And then also, there might have been books that we were mistaken. Maybe they deserved an audience and we missed it, and the author is committed to getting their work out. And maybe we liked it, but it wasn't in our budget and the book deserved to be out. And we've had a couple of people who are well-known authors, including Nancy Means Wright, who said, I just want this book out now and I'm getting older and I don't intend to wait 5 years for my agent to sell it. So we offered our professional in-house services from editors to graphic designers to the community so that if they want, they can take it into their own hands and do what they choose to.
Lynn, where do you see Windridge Books of Vermont fitting into the larger publishing industry? I mean, take me into the future and show me your niche and what you think the larger industry is doing.
Well, I do have to say, like many other Vermont projects, I do think we might be leading the way, and I certainly hope we're leading the way to save the world of publishing from the commodities market style of publishing. So I hope we're a leader.
Lynn Stone is the managing editor of Windridge Books of Vermont. Thank you so much for telling us a little bit more about your organization.
Thank you so much for asking.